Okay, today we'll talk about Shlichus. Here is Lamaisa, the basic learning of Shlichus we have in this Amud, Daf Mem Aleph in Kiddushin. The Gemara brings down, Shlichus brings down a Braisa. Shlichus min Olam. From where do we know the Alocha, it's known Alocha, that a person that he wants to divorce his wife, or he wants to marry a wife, he doesn't have to do it by himself. He can appoint a messenger, and he can do it for him. That's what we call shlichus. We'll use that word always now, shlichus. So the Gemara says, how do we know that shlichus can be done? A person doesn't have to do it by himself. He can appoint in a shliach, and a shlich to the divorce, or selling, or whatever thing can be done by a shlich. It brings down the braisa, the Tanya, v'shilach melamed shehu osa shlich. From the word v'shilach, we learn, first of all, that the baal, the husband, he can make a shaliach to divorce his wife. V'shilcha, from the hay, we learn, shehi osa shaliach. We learn that she can also appoint a shaliach. She doesn't have to come herself to accept the get, the divorce in her hand by herself, even though it's written in the Torah, v'nosam biyodo, that has to be given into her hand. But we learn also that she can appoint a shaliach, and a shaliach can receive the get instead of her, and that's what we call shaliach kabbalah. In other words, when he makes a shaliach, that's called shaliach hilocha. He sends her the get. And then we have a shaliach kabbalah, that she can appoint a shaliach instead of her, that that the shliach will be able to accept the divorce, accept the get instead of her. That's two cases of shlichus, and we have two limudim for it. So we'll see why we can't learn one from the other. But that's what's written in the braisa. We have a limud that the husband can make a shliach to send a get, and we have a limud that the wife can send a shaliach to accept the get. And then we have a third halacha that we'll see later on. V'sholach v'shilcho melamed shashaliach v'shte shaliach. Not only that the husband can appoint a shaliach to send the get, that this shaliach himself also can appoint a second shaliach. In other words, the husband appoints the first shaliach, and the first shaliach can appoint a second shaliach. And it's also good. That's three halachas that we learn from this braisa. So first we'll see in the start of the braisa. So we have one pasuk that we learn that he makes a shaliach, and then we have a second pasuk that we learn that she can make a shaliach. The question is, does the Rishonim ask, the Tesis Rosh, why do we need two psukim? Why is it not enough that we don't learn one? If we see that the husband, let's say, it will be written only v'sholach, and since he can appoint a shaliach to divorce his wife, so we can understand the same way she can appoint a shaliach to accept the get. Why do we need a special limud that she can also be accepting the get? If it's already we learned that he can send a shaliach, what's the difference? So the same right, we understand that she can also. In other words, if we learned already that a husband can send a shaliach, so we learn already the klal, the shluchoi shel odon kemoisei. In other words, we know already that a shaliach is like the mishalech. The appointee is like the one that appointed him to be a shaliach. So what's the difference if appointed him to send a get, or she appointed him to receive the get? It's the same thing. The basic thing is that I can make a person like be underneath me, be instead of me. So the Tesis Rosh says like this, and we have to understand what his answer is. And the Tesis Rosh writes like this: the Havamina, we have a Havamina, shebebal hu deshayach shlichus. If it would be only written shlichus by the baal, by the husband, we would think that shlichus was only, the chidush of shlichus was said only by the baal, of the husband that sends the shlich. Why? And we wouldn't know the woman, that she can also appoint a shlich. Why? So he says like this: the hava mina de baal hu de shayach shlichus she'eino migarash ela midaitoi, aval isha shemitgareshet bal kocha לא אלים מעשה דידו כולהי שתוכל למנות שליח במקומה. In other words, he says like this. He says the svar like that, and the basic svar is brought down at the end of the Amud here on a different topic that the Gemara asks, how do we know shlichus from kiddushin? Why can't we learn it from gerushin? And the Gemara says we can't learn kiddushin because it's not bal korcho. We can't learn it from gerushin that is bal korcho. In other words, I'll explain like that. It's known that halacha is that a husband can decide, wake up one morning, send to write his wife a get and divorce her without even asking her. Even she screams, she doesn't want, she loves him, she wants to continue marrying him. He can send her, he can divorce her where he wants. That's the only thing that we see, Bal Korcho. For example, if I want to give a matona, or give a present, I want to give an apartment to a friend of mine, I can't force him to accept the present. He doesn't want. Even it's a big schus to have more property, but I can't force him to accept it. And there's no kiddushin Bal Korcho. But gerushin is Bal Korcho. In other words, since the husband, he can decide that he wants to divorce his wife, he doesn't need her das, he doesn't need her rotzi, he doesn't need her she doesn't need that she should want also to be divorced. He can decide, even she screams she doesn't want, he can divorce her. So the Tesis verse says like this. So if it would be only written v'sholach, that a husband can make a shaliach, I would say that it was only written by the husband. Only he can make a shaliach, but a woman won't be able to make a shaliach. Why? Because since he is able to be megarish, since he's able to divorce without her willing, I don't need her willing, he can divorce her bal korcha, against her willing, so that means that he can also make a shaliach. But she can't decide if she'll be divorced or not. She only, if the husband will want to divorce her, she'll accept the get and she'll be divorced. So here, I wouldn't know that she would be able to make a shaliach. Since she can't, she's not in Bal Korcho, she can't force the divorce to be. So she doesn't have the strength to make a shaliach. The question is, what is the explanation to the Tosfot Rosh? What does it have to do? If the basic thing of shaliach is that I say to somebody, be instead of me, so what does it have to do if I can be megarish bal korcho, if I can be a megarish bal korcho? What is the explanation in the Rosh? So the explanation is like this. For the first thing we learn from the Rosh, it's also the Maisi, we learn it from the Gemara also, that we can't learn kiddushin from gerushin, but we'll talk according to the Rosh. We would think that a shaliach means I can call to a friend of mine, look, you'll be instead of me, go to be to divorce my wife, or go sell my house, be my shaliach. It doesn't go like that. It can't just put somebody instead of me. There's no such an halacha. What is the halacha of shaliach? The halacha of shaliach is if something that I can control completely. So I can, I'm so much controller of this subject that I can put somebody else on the instead of me. But if I have a subject that I'm not the complete controller of it, so I don't have enough strength. What's the Rosh says lo alim? I don't have enough strength to put a shaliach instead of me. In other words, that's what the Rosh says. In divorcing. Since the husband, he is so much the bailing, we'll call it. He's so much the controller of the gerushin. He doesn't even need her to willing. He just goes over to and gives her a get. It's all in his hands. The whole mice of gerushin is in his hands. He's controlling completely of the gerushin. For a difference, kiddushin. He does half and she does half. He gives her the tabat and she accepts the tabat, and together they do the kiddushin. Maybe he does it more, it's called kiyikach, but definitely when she accepts the kiddushin, it's definitely she also poelet, she also makes the kiddushin. It's not that they do it together the kiddushin, maybe he does more, but together we do the kiddushin. In gerushin, he does the gerushin completely. But there's a tonight. The way of doing the Gerushin, that he has to give it into her hand. But not that when she accepts it in hand, she takes herself away from him. She divorces herself from him. No. He divorces her. She doesn't do anything. That's the vote of Bar Kocha. Bar Kocha means that he does everything. We don't need her willing. We don't need her dance. We don't need her to want. We don't look at her at all. We just need the get to go into her hand. Since that's what says the Rosh. Since he's so much a controller of Gerushin, so it's so much under his shlita, under his hand, under his controlling, that he can make a shaliach underneath him. But she, for example, we wouldn't know that she would be able to make a shaliach to be instead of her, because she doesn't control the Gerushin. And some to say that she'll be somebody that will call, let's say she's called Leah, she could call over another woman and say, you'll be Leah instead of me. There's no such a thing. That's the way shlichus works. Shlichus work is something that I have, that I control something, I can give you that, the schus, the ability also to control instead of me. But something that I don't control at all, I can't put somebody, I can't put a messenger, I can't appoint a shlich underneath me to control it. So that's why this is the Tesis Rosh. If it would be written only that the Ish Megarish and the Ish can appoint a Shaliach, I wouldn't know that she can also appoint a Shaliach. We see the same Yesod, the same explanation in another Halakha that's very similar to this. We'll bring it down to we'll see again this explanation of Shlichus. We have a famous saying, a famous halacha. It's brought down in Ksubis Dafayin Dalit. We know that a person can be Mekadesh or Megarish, and he can make a Tnai. He can make I'll divorce you, I'll Tnai, if you give me, let's say, $200. If not, the Gerushin will be, or the Kiddushin will be bottled. It won't be accepted. It will be bottled. So that's the halacha of Tnoi. So it's written in the Gemara. It's written in the Gemara in Ksubis that in what places do we have that a person can make a Tnoi? So the Gemara says be milse, and a thing that the ise be shlichus ise be Tnoi. Milse the leise b'shlichus leise b'tnai. It's written in Gemara. It's like this, and it sounds very. You don't even know what the meaning is. The Gemara, it says like that. If you can make a tnai, you can make a shliach. If you can't make a tnai, you can't make a shliach. And what is the Gemara talking about? The Gemara is talking about chalitza, a yevama, that a person that passed away. And he left, he left his wife without children, and he has a brother. So his brother has to be miyabim, or to marry the widow of his brother, or to give him a chalitza. He doesn't want to marry her. He has to do a chalitza. They come to Beis Din, they pull off the shoe, and she spits in front of him. That's called the chalitza. But and a chalitza, if he does a chalitza and he says, "Al menat she titnili matayim zuz," and they did the chalitza, and she doesn't give the matayim zuz, the chalitza is not bottled. The chalitza stays in its place. The tnai can't be mevatel the chalitza. Why? So the Gemara says like this: because the chalitza, a person can't do it b'shaliach; he has to do it himself. A gerushin, a kiddushin, he can make a shaliach, like it's written here in this perek. Aish mekadosh bo b'shlucho. But a chalitza, a person can't make a shaliach. So the Gemara says, since he can't make a shaliach, he can't do a tnai. So Tosfos asks here, what does one have to do with the other? What's the explanation? He can't do a shaliach. What does it have to do with tnai? What does it have to do tnai, if he can make a tnai to his chalitza, to the fact that he can't make a shaliach? So the thesis explained, will elaborate a drop, But the Maisa Tesis explains a word like this. Tesis says, if he can't make a shaliach, it's a siman. It's a siman that he's not. It's not in his control completely. If he can't make a shaliach to do the chalitza, it's not in his controlling completely the chalitza. Reb Shimon Shariyosha explains it more. It's like says that he does the chalitza and the Torah is matir her to the troilim. The Torah says that after he does the chalitza, the Torah gives her a heter that she can marry who would want. It's not that he does the heter. In Gerushin, he does the heter. He makes her, he gives her the ability that she can marry whoever she wants. In chalitza, the Torah says, you do what you have to do, and the Torah afterwards gives her the heter. So in other words, the heter of chalitza, it's not completely in his control. Since it's not completely in his control, he's not able to make a shaliach. So the Gemara says, that's a semen that he's not able to make a tznai. In other words, it's the same yesod, it's the same reason that he can't make a shaliach, it's the same reason that he won't be able to make a tznai. Because it's something that if the chalois, what's supposed to be take effect, the chalois, if he has control completely the chalois, then he can decide that somebody will do it instead of him. He can say that there'll be a tnai on this side, he'll do it. If not, it won't take accepted. But since he can't make a shaliach, we see it's not completely in his control. If it's not in his control, he won't be able to make a tnai. So we see again from this Gemara in Ksubis, we see it's in this, the same basis what we're saying. To make a shaliach, it's not enough to say, I want my friend to be instead of me, he should be my messenger. It doesn't go like that. Only something that I have a control of that chalois, of that subject, I will be able to make a shaliach instead of me on that subject, of what I have control of. He'll be instead of me for everything in the world. On what I have control of, that I can put a messenger shaliach instead of me. What I'm missing control, I don't have enough strength to put a shaliach instead of her. That's the explanation of the Tesis Rosh. The Pnei Yeshua says a different tirutzi. The Pnei Yeshua brings down two tirutzi. Two answers, again, to the first question. The first question was, again, we'll repeat, why do we need a pasuk, why do we need a limud that a shaliach, that the husband can make a shaliach to divorce his wife? And we also need a pasuk, that she can make a shliach to accept the get. Why can't we learn one from the other? So that we'll go to the second answer of the Pnei Yeshua, and the first answer we'll see afterwards for the Hemshech, for the continuation of the Braisa, so we won't have to repeat it twice. So the Pnei Yeshua brings like this. Pnei Yeshua says, we know, and the yesod of what we talk about this a lot, that there's a shliach oiloche, and there's a shliach kabole. We learn this here from this braisa, according to the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says that we in this there's two different ways of shlichim that we learn in this pasuk, in this braisa. There's a difference, the complete difference between the shliach of the husband and the shliach of the wife. Each one has to do a different way of shlichus. It's two different sugim of shlichut, two different types of shlichim. For example, the husband, what he has to do is that the get came from him to the wife. That's all. What does he need a messenger? The messenger should make sure that the get came from me to her. But I don't have to agree that in my hand I gave it to her. It doesn't have to be exactly from my hand. It has to be from me to her. So any messenger, all he has to do is to be considered he's doing for me. He's working for me. Let's say he's like a worker for me. He's doing for me. In other words, he is bringing over the get for me. So we don't know that it's called that it's considered that the husband came by himself and his flesh and skin gave it over to her hand. No, we don't know that. We just know that he made sure that to be sent over a get to him. How did he make sure to it? He made sure he sent a shaliach. That's a way of making sure. He did, in other words, the shaliach did a pula, he did a work for me. He did a job for me. And he told the woman, I'm giving to you, consider it that it came from your husband. That's the easier way of shaliach. But we, Pnei Yeshua says, in shaliach Kabbalah, by the woman, we see another halacha that we only have it by a get. We only have it by a get. In the Torah, it's written, V'nosan biyada. There's a gzera sakosuv that it has to reach her flesh. It has to be in her hands. It's not enough that it belongs to her. It has to reach her hand specifically. In her hand, mamish. We'll say, for example, most of the Rishonim, we know there's a kinyan called Kinyan Agav, for example. Kinyan Agav, we'll explain it shortly. Kinyan Agav, if I give a present to or sell a house to a friend of mine, and he buys it, he gives me money, and he buys the house, the Agav there, on the side of it, I can also sell him, I can also give him any kind of metal, I can give him a book, I can give him a table, I can give him a desk, I can, anything that it's not karka, anything that's called metal. And even though that metal we can't buy through money, you know, metal has to give kinyan meshicha or hagabah, or he lifts it, or he pulls it into his reshus, but this is the halacha of kinyan agav, that we learned it in Daf Chavov, in Kiddushin, before in the first parak, that's called Kinyan Agav. So even I don't make the Maisa Kinyan on the Metaldin, I make it on the Karka. Agav Zeh, it's like bottle to the Karka, and he buys also the Metaldin. What would be the deen if a husband gives his wife a house, he gives his wife a house, b'matone, and Agav Zeh, he says, you should buy the get. You should buy the get also. So, if according to Kinyan Agav, the get belongs to her. She definitely she owns the get. That's called Kinyan Agav. If he would sell her a car, Agav the house, so she would belong to her the car. So he sells. So he gives her Agav the house. He gives her a get. The get belongs to her. But the Rishonim hold that she won't be divorced. She won't be migurashed. Why? What's the reason? I mean, it belongs to you. He gave her the get. He gave her the get. She was zoicha the get with Kinyan Agav. The answer is because it's not v'nosan biyodo. Because he didn't give her into his hand. It's not enough that she's zoicha the get, that it's called hers. But we need her to become into her hand. And that he didn't do. So according to that, it brings out the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says like that. If we would only have the shlichus, we would only have the first type of shlichus that we learned, that the husband can make a messenger, can appoint a messenger to send over a get to his wife. So that would mean only that a shliach can do a work for me. He could be my messenger to make sure the get would reach his wife. And if we would say that the wife can make a shaliach, but what kind of shaliach? Like he can make a shaliach. That would only be considered that when the shaliach accepted the get, that he was zoyche the get for the wife. But it wouldn't be considered that it came into her hand. Because it's not considered her hand mamish. It could completely like to be her hand. It just means that he can do a work for her. He can be zoicha for her. He can be make a kinyan for her, and it would be considered like she also bought it. She also be zoicha for it. But it wouldn't be considered that it came into her hand mamish. So if it will only be written the shliach of the baal, we wouldn't know shliach kabbalah. In other words, in the shliach kabbalah, we learned a new type of shliach, that the shliach becomes mamish like the woman himself. He becomes now Leah. His hand, what we call Yodao Yodoi Kiyada. His hand becomes her hand. And so it's considered that it was really brought into her hand, mamish. So that we, so according to the Pnei Yeshua, we need really two types of shlichim, and it's two psukim that we need. It would be only be written the shliach of the husband, we wouldn't know the shliach of the isha. Now we learned, and the Pnei Yeshua gives another answer why we know, why we need shnu psukim, two limudim, and we'll see it in the continuation. Now this brought down a third halacha in this brisa. It's written the third halacha. First of all, the first halacha we learned, v'sholach melamed shehu aseh shaliach. The husband makes the shaliach to be to divorce her. V'shilcha melamed shehi aseh shaliach. We know now that she can also be a shaliach to accept the get, to be yod, as the Pnei Yeshua says, that he yodoi ki yada. Now brings down the Gemara a third halacha. V'shilcha. We won't get it. V'sholach v'shilcha. You have to learn in Tesis how it comes exactly. The limud, we won't go into it. V'sholach v'shilcha. Melamed shashaliach oise shaliach. In other words, that the husband, he can make, not only that he can make one shaliach, but the first shaliach can make a second shaliach. In other words, let's say he sent the first shaliach, his wife, he's in Israel, and his wife lives in America, and he sent the shaliach to America, and he came to America, and he was sick, and he stopped in New York, and he can't continue on to Los Angeles, so he appoints another shaliach, go, be megarish, go to divorce her in Los Angeles. So that's what's written here, that he's able to make such a shaliach. So the first shaliach, like the husband himself can appoint a shaliach, the first shaliach can appoint a second shaliach. That's what's written here in the Gemara. There's a question that the Rishonim asks, that l'chora, this halacha is against the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Vamud Beis. In Gittin Samach Vamud Beis is brought down a din like this. What happens if a person, a husband comes over to Beis Din or to a friend and he says, do me a favor, be my shaliach to write the get, and when you finish writing it, go over and divorce my wife. So there is such a shaliach. We don't know, not only that he can be the shaliach that after he has a get written, he goes over and he gives it to a shaliach to divorce his wife, but only that. Not only that, he can also make a shaliach to write the get, and the shaliach also will give it over. So on this, what happens on such a case? He comes over to a shaliach and he says, do me a favor, write me a get and go over divorce my wife. And this first shaliach was sick, and he comes over and he wants to appoint a second shaliach. Do me a favor, I am obligated to for this Reuven to write him a get and to divorce his wife. I'm not able to do it. Do it instead of me. He appoints a second shaliach. It's written in the Gemara that he is not able to appoint a second shaliach. Why? The Gemara says, the words of the Gemara zu, mili loy mimsaron leshaliach. Mili yakamana, words loy mimsaron is not, it's not able to be given over to a shaliach. In other words, the husband, what did he say? What did he do when he appointed the first shaliach? He just said words. He says, do you be a shaliach instead of me? He didn't give him a get. He didn't give him an object over to him. He just said in words, you will be a shaliach instead of me. So the Gemara says, since the first shaliach, his appointed, was only by words, he's not a strong enough shaliach to appoint a second shaliach. He doesn't become completely underneath the husband, like he should be the husband, like the husband was able to make a shaliach, so he himself will be able to make a shaliach. So what he has only is that he can do it by himself, but he doesn't have the strength to make a second shaliach. That's what's written in the Gemara. So in other words, the Gemara says like this, so if a person appointed a shaliach to divorce, to write, and to prepare a get, and to divorce his wife, he won't be able to appoint a second shaliach. So, l'chora, yeah, it's against this Gemara. Because here it's written that he is able to appoint a second shaliach. So the answer is very easy, but this easy answer, there's a few ways to say it, and we have different nafkeminis in the aloche. So the basic answer is that here is different. And the one that answer it is, we'll see the Tosfos read. He's like first one that takes care of it here. He's the one that asks it here. So the Tosfos read says like this. Here, right on the place here. So the Tosfos read says like this. Pirush, the shaliach, the baal mashvi shaliach. It's not the perk based the gitin. Oise based dinu mishachot. Ava shaliach di isha loy matzi leshav yishaliach. Mishun de milininu. Shaloy mosro lo ha isha el advonim baalme. Skaba li gitin vekaimel akrebi yisi beperak oime. Skaba do oma. Perak oime iskaba. Do oma mili loy mimsele leshaliach. ולא ידע מלשליח דבל דמוסר חפצוי ומצי לשב ישליח כי דפלישס בקונצס הקשובס. So he says like this, the Tosfos read. Here is different. Here, the shaliach, the husband didn't tell him, go write a get and divorce my wife. But he gave him already a get. He gave him, like he said, he gave him a chefetz. He gave him already something in his hand. It's not only that he appointed him by word, but he gave him in a hand something. He gave him a chafetz in his hand, an object in his hand. So, this, on such a case, the first shaliach is able to nominate a second shaliach. He can appoint also a second shaliach. So, according to this, says the Tosfos, but the Gemara in Gittin, something is totally different. Somebody says, go write for me a get. He didn't give him anything, he just gave him words. Words, the first shaliach can't appoint the second shaliach. So according to this, says the Tosfos read, poshta aloche. So what's written in the second, the end of the braise, melamed shashaliach oise shaliach, it's dafka, the husband can make a second shaliach, the shaliach of the husband can make a second shaliach. But the shaliach of the isha, of the woman, she is not able to appoint a second shaliach. Why? Because when she makes a shaliach, she doesn't give him anything. She just says, well, my husband will come here and want to give me a get. You accept it for me. So she didn't give him anything. It's like go out and, like the Gemara in Gittin, go out and write for me a get. And so that when, in that case we say, mili lo mimsel leshaliach. Since the appointment was only by words, the first shaliach doesn't have strength to appoint it the second shaliach. So in other words, what's written here in the Braise, that melamed shaliach oise shaliach, this goes back only on the husband. It doesn't go on both of them. It goes only on the husband. He is the shaliach of the husband is able to be able to appoint the second shaliach. But the shaliach of the woman is not able to appoint the second shaliach. That's called the chisor amili lo mimsel shaliach. Now we have to learn what will be the deen of a shaliach in kiddushin. In other words, here we have written down a shaliach in gerushin. If the husband gave a get, the divorce in the hand of a shaliach, his first shaliach is able to appoint the second shaliach. The wife is not able to appoint because he didn't give the shaliach anything. What will be in kiddushin? What will be in kiddushin? We know from the Gemara also that the same way from the Mishnah we see, Aish mekadesh bo beshluchoi. The a person wants to marry a wife. He wants to mekadesh a woman, a girl, so he can do it also by a shaliach. The question is, if he appointed a first shaliach, is he able? This first shaliach is able to appoint a second shaliach. That's the question. So we again have here a Tosfos read, and we'll see what the Tosfos read says in there. So says the Tosfos read kacha. Pirush, haydi alfinan bikidushin shia ish mikadash alidei shaliach. The Tosfos read says, what we learn afterwards, that in Kiddushin that a shaliach also be can be mekadesh a woman. It won't be like a get that the shaliach of the husband is able to appoint a second shaliach. Here it'll be different. Why? Ki mili ninu. That's because she's not a mili. Here it's only words. Shom marla. Why? He only told her tzei v'kadesh nisha. He only told her go on and marry a woman. Kadesh nisha. He didn't give her anything. So here we understand, if he didn't give her anything in the hand, that's really mili, it's only words. But the thesis read continues more. And he says like this, Vafilu masar la shum chefetz, if he gave her, even if he gave her an object, let's say he gave her a tabat, he gave her a ring, he gave her a diamond ring, and go out and this woman, meet her there, and make sure she, and be mekadesh, and marry her for me. It won't help. Lo dami leget. It's still not the same as a get. Why? Shagetu davar hamegarish. The get, he makes the gerushin. When I gave her the get to the shaliach, I gave him exactly the object that will be making the gerushin himself. I gave him the koyach in his hands to do the gerushin. So I gave him something. What's the raya to it? She'im never the get. If the get will get lost, ain't koach la shaliach legarusha. The shaliach won't be able to make a new get because I didn't tell the shaliach you'll be instead of me to be megarush the wife. No, I told the shaliach take this get and give it to the woman. So the shaliach is only doing what is the shaliach doing? He has like something. He has like an explosive in his hand. He has something that will be make the divorce. He got something real in his hand. The get will be really be megarush. Aval chayfetz hakidushin, if he gave her a ring, shemasala v'unevad, and he lost it. Yochol lekatshu mishali, he can take out, he can go into the store and buy a nicer ring, and he can still be mekadesher. Nimtza she'ika shliach hu mili, v'hirkach lamim tzal shlech. So that's a simen, that the ika shlichus of in kiddushin is only made that he should be making the Kiddushin. I just gave him an object. I helped him out how to make the Kiddushin. I gave him, here, take the ring. You want to take a different ring? You'll lose it. You can use another ring. It's not makif. You can do it with a different ring. So the Iker Shaliches is the words that I told him. Be Mekadesh for me, a wife, a woman. So that's called the considered, that's still considered only Mili. The Mili, lo min tzalin l'shalich, he can't make a second Shaliach. But get... Get is not only a tell him, be instead of me to be Megarash. Get, in other words, he has to be Megarash Dafka in this get. Since he has to be Megarash Dafka in this get, in other words, I gave him something strong in his hand. I gave him something that will be working the divorce. It's not only Mili. It's something real that he got. So in this case only, he'll be able to... and only in this case, in Gerushin, the first Shaliach will be able to appoint a second shaliach. So we have enough kemine according to this Tesis Rish, the Pashtus. I think maybe different in the Tesis Rish, but I won't say what I think. But Avni Miluim says, the Avni Miluim Similamed Hey Sif Koten Yud. The Avni Miluim says, according to this Tesis Rish, if what would be the din? We know that Aish Mekadesh, that was like the first Mishnah in this Masechet, Aish Mekadesh, Bekesev, Shtar, Aish Niknes, Bekesev, Shtar, Ubiya. So we know a person can be Mekadesh's wife or by money, or by a contract, by a Shtar, like a get, by a Shtar, by a contract. What was, so says Davni Miluim, what would be the din? If he gave her, he didn't give her a ring, he didn't give a stam achifetz, he didn't give her money to be mekadesher, he gave her he gave her a star, he gave her a star kiddushin. And here we can't say if he will lose the star kiddushin, he will be able to write a different star, because the star has to be written of the knowledge and of the tzivui, of the rotzen, of the husband. Of the one that is Mekadesh, a shaliach can't by himself write a star. So lechora says the Avni Miluim, a star is like a get. So here we'd come out a difference according to the Svara of the Tesis Rehit, if he would give a get, if he would give a shtar in Kiddushin, the first shliach would be able to appoint the second shliach, nominate the second shliach. But if only what the Tesis Rehit says, that the first shliach won't be able to appoint the second shliach, he's only talking about Kiddushin Kesef. Pashtus, when we read the Tesis Rehit, he doesn't make this chiluk. He doesn't make this. He should have explained it. Well, he says pashut stam, without explaining that b'kiddushin we don't have this din of shaliach or shaliach. But that's what the Avnei Miluim says according to the svar of the Tesis Rehit. Well, I think different in the Tesis Rehit, but that's what the Avnei Miluim says in Tesis Rehit. So that's the first shita we have in the Tesis Rehit. The Ramah in Eben Ezer, Simen Lamed Hey, Sif Vov, which is Hilchos Kiddushin, right? Simen Lamed Hey is Hilchos Kiddushin. So the Ramah brings down two Shitot, really. He brings down two Shitot. He doesn't bring down the Tesis Rehit. The Avnei Miluim brings it there. But the Ramah, on the Shulchan Aruch, on the Ramah, doesn't bring down the Shita of the Tesis Rehit. But he brings down two Shitot. The Ramah says, about this din, if be kiddushin the first shaliach is able, the shaliach of the husband of the mekadesh, if he is able to nominate a second shaliach, he brings down two shitot. The first shita, he says, sheimu natan tabat shaliach ose shaliach. If he gave a ring to the shaliach is able to make a shaliach, and the reason is very simple. It's not mili, it's not only words, he gave him an object. What's the difference if he gives a get or if he gives a ring? He gave an object. Once he gives an object, there's enough koyach in the shaliach to nominate a second shaliach. That's the shita pshuta. Then we have a second shita in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, a third shita overall. It's brought here in the Mordche in the name of the Kadosh Miradosh. It's known this shita. It's known in the yeshivas called the name of the Kadosh Miradosh. So and he says, no, in shum, in never any case, won't a first shaliach won't be able to nominate the second shaliach. Not even if he gave the first shaliach a shtar. Not even if he gave him a taba. If he gave a ring, in no way will be able to the first shaliach to nominate the second shaliach. No way. So we have three shitot. We'll summarize, and then we'll go back to the shita of the Kadosh Mirad. The first shita we have, a different seder now. We'll say the first shita in the Ramah is that if he gives the shaliach anything in the hand, or a star, or a ring, or money, whatever, the first shaliach is able to nominate the second shaliach. Shaliach is a shaliach. And the second shita is that only, that's the Tesis Rehit according to the Avnei Miluim, only if he gives a shtar, the second shliach is able to nominate the first shliach is nominate the second shliach, but if he gives a ring or money, he's not able to. The third shita is the Kadosh Miradosh, that the first is not able to nominate the second, never. In Kiddushin, only in Gevushin. The question is why? So the Kadosh Miradosh writes like this. So the Kadosh Miradosh writes like this. The Afal Gav, we'll start from the beginning. Pasak a Kadosh Miradosh. The Oise Shaliach Lekadesh Isha. Somebody made a Shaliach to married Lekadesh Isha. Umasar lo tatabat Lekadesh. He gave her a ring to be Mekadesh. Afilo itnis bedach, and he became sick. He wasn't able to accomplish his shlichus. Eino yachol asot shaliach acher. He can't nominate the second shaliach. Mishum de mili ninu. That's only mili. It's only words. Umili lo mimsilin shaliach. V'af al gav de gav be get. Kaim alan shaliach oise shaliach. V'lo havi mili. Even though we see by get, if he gave her the first shaliach in his hand, he gave her a get. When he appointed the shaliach, he gave him a get in his hand, and he's able to appoint it a second shaliach. But that's only by get, but by kiddushin it won't work. See, he says why. Mishum mesir. Rav gav the gabe get. Kaim la shlich is a shlich v'lavim li. Mishum mesir as a get. Hochanami ha'ike. Mesira satabat. Loidami. Even here we have also that he gave him a ring. Zalodome. The gabe get isha. The gabe get isha mitgareshet bal kocha. ומיד כשיגיע הגט ליד השליח, כאילו מגורשת. היא כך לא אבי מילי. שהרי השליח יכול לגרש בעל כוחה. תיד השליח כיד הבעל. אבל שליח של קידושין, אם לא תובע אישה, אינה מתגרשת. היא כך אבי למילי. So he says like this. He says the difference. It's not only in Gedushin, it's not enough only that because he gave her something in the hand, he gave the Shaliach something in the hand, he gave her the get, it's not only that. But since in Gedushin, he's able to Megarish Bal Korcha, he can be Megarish her, even if she's not willing to be Megarish, she doesn't want, and she'll be screaming, I don't want to be divorced. He can force her to be divorced, so it's so... So since he gives something such a get to the hand of the shaliach, so the shaliach has something that's very simply he can divorce her. He just has to give it over and he's divorced. So in such a case, the shaliach is able to appoint a second shaliach. But in kiddushin, if he gave her a ring or even if he gave her a shtar, She should also accept the kiddushin. She should want to be mitkadeshet. So in such a case that we still need her de'ah, we need her willingness. So it's not completely in the hand of the shaliach. It's not enough in the hand of the shaliach. Here, it's still considered mili. It's not enough of a maisi he has in his hand. And it's still called mili, and the first shaliach can't appoint the second shaliach. That's what says the Kaddish Miradish. So we also have to understand what exactly he means. Ukshiyagi get liad shaliach arehu ki ilu migureshet. He says it's a modern lashon. He says when the husband gives the get in the hand of the shaliach. Let's say he lives in Eretz Yisrael. And she lives in America, and he has to fly 12 hours to reach her. But when the second that he gave the shaliach in his hand, it's like considered she's already megureshet. What does it mean? Why isn't considered she megureshet? I mean, until he gives her into hand, nothing happened. The gevushin started already. Why is it considered keilu megureshet? What does he mean? Maybe that's easy to megaresh her, but why is it considered keilu kfar megureshet? What does he mean? But the seisachoshen asks a few questions. We'll say only one because it's already late. The Ktzeis HaChoshen in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, Sivkoton Beis, the Ktzeis HaChoshen asks a question like this. We know now in the Zman of the Goinim, it was made a Cheron de Rabbeinu Gershon. Right? It's not Cheron de Rabbeinu Gershon, the Din of the Torah, the Din of Mena Torah. We knew a few halachas, like a man can marry a few women. A woman can be married into one man, but a man can marry a few women. Yeah, we saw. We know there's a lot of it in the Tanakh is full. Comes Cheron Ben Gershon says the man can marry only one wife. That's one. Another halacha of Cheron de Rabbeinu Gershon that Medina Torah. A husband can divorce his wife even if she disagrees. Bal Korcha, even if she doesn't want. Rabbeinu Gershon and Shecherem. Whoever will divorce his wife Bal Korcha, he will be in a Cherem. If he did it, she's a Koreshet. But he'll be in a Cherem. Lemais, it's an Osur. You're not allowed to. Nowadays, you can't divorce a wife without a woman live, what's called. You can't divorce a woman without her, if she doesn't will. If she only wants a few million dollars, then you'll be able to divorce her. You can't divorce her without asking her. So comes the Ktzeis HaChoshen and he asks a very strong question. The halachas that are brought in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, Our only halacha is that has to do to now generation. Now, what halacha is, for example, base of binyan, base of mikdash, and all the halachas of base of karbonis, it's not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch because it doesn't have to do to letzareinu, lavinseinu. It doesn't have to do today. So that what's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah is only what has to do to our generation. So ask the Kseisa Chishin, how did the Ramah bring down the Shita of the Kaddish Miradish? If he holds that the swell of the Kaddish Miradish is that you can be that the Shliach in Gerushin is only because the Shliach is able, the husband, is able to be Megarish Baal Korcha against her will, that's the reason he's able to put a second shaliach, and nowadays he won't be able to make a second shaliach, also in Gerushin. And the Ramah says, no, in Gerushin yes, in Kiddushin not. And Asik says, that's not true. According to the Kaddish Miradis, nowadays, even in Gerushin, after Chirin Rabbeinu Gerushin, even in Gerushin, even if he gave him a get in his hand, he won't be able to make, the first shaliach won't be able to appoint the second shaliach. So how did the Ramah bring down the Kaddish Miradish la'aloch into the Shulchan Aruch? The Kaddish Miradish is a svola, it belongs to the Gemara, it's a svola in the Torah, but it doesn't belong to our generation. Now, after Chirin de Rabbeinu Gershon, the husband is not able to be Megarish, his wife, Bal Korcho, so if he's not able to Megarish Bal Korcho, see, the first shliach won't be able to appoint the second shliach. The Kseis HaChoshen in Simin Reish Mem Beis asks a second question. He brings down a Gemara in Gitin Daf Chav Dalet. We'll say it very short, the Gemara. What the Kseis HaChoshen is talking about there, Reish Mem Dalet, that's a very interesting subject, that's not a topic that we won't talk about here, definitely. The Kseis HaChoshen says, according to the Kaddish Miradosh, what will be the deen if Reuven wants to give a present to Levi, and he wants to give a present to Shimon, let's say, and he appoints appoints Levi to be a shaliach to bring over the present to Shimon, and Levi was sick, so the Kseis HaChoshen says even he gave him the present in his hand, he gave him the sefer, he wants to give it a present to Shimon, Levi won't be able to appoint it. At Yehuda to be a shaliach, because a shaliach lo se shaliach if it's not bal koch, if it's not a thing a chalois that can be done bal kocho of the mekabel, of the one that accepts it, it won't be done against his will. The first shaliach doesn't have koach to appoint a second shaliach. That's what says the Kseis HaChoshen. The Nesiva says that's very tamua. For Matana, we don't need shlichus. We just need, we can send a monkey to send him over, and we'll reach Shimon, and Shimon will pick it up, and he'll make a kinyan. All we need is that Reuven is willing that Shimon to be zoiche with the Matana. We don't need shlichus. Kiddushin or Geirushin, we need shlichus because we need v'nosam b'yodai. We have, it has to be from him to her. So we need shlichus. But Matana, that's the time of the Nesivis. But, okay, that we just brought down on the side. So the question asks a question like this. It's written in Gemara in Gittin, Daf Chav Dalet. A story like that, we won't go into the Gemara, why it's that the story there, but it's written like this. Reuven says to his wife here, he meet her in America, and he says, take your get here. And I don't know, maybe he had some kind of dream. He wants to, she should get the get in the Kesel HaMaarovi. And he was in America. And he tells her, you know what, go to Israel, take the get with you, and you will be a shaliach ha'ilochet. The woman will be a shaliach ha'ilochet. And come to the Kosel, and there you'll meet somebody, give him the shaliach, appoint him, he should be a shaliach ha'ilochet, and he will give you the get. And that was the Gemara talks about, then they'll have to give it before nechta, we won't get into it. But, and that's the story of the Gemara. So, and it's written that it can be done like that. So ask the Kseis HaChoshen, how can be done? How can she is the Shliach HaLocha, she is the Shliach, the first Shliach. How will she be able to appoint the second Shliach? She definitely won't be able to do against her will, even according to the Gemara that be Mekadesh, that you're Megarish Bal Kocha. She's the Shliach. She will be, im lo toive, if she won't want to be accepting the get, she won't do it against her will. So how in this case, there's no able to, we have no ability that the shaliach can do it against the will of the woman, because she is the shaliach herself. And afal pikan, and even so, we see the Gemara says that the shaliach, she will be able to appoint it a second shaliach. So we see that even get all, even just as he gave her a chafetz, he gave her a get in hand, gave the shaliach, he's able to appoint a second shaliach. We don't need it, that it has to be bal kocha, that he's be able to be megalish bal kocha. So the basic question is, what we do today with Cheren de Rabbeinu Gershom. The shaliach is not able to be megalish bal kocha. So we won't go into what the Ktesis answer, we'll see what a different explanation in the Kaddish Miradish. And that we'll finish here. The Kaddish Miradish, so we definitely see that the explanation of the Kaddish Rabbis is something else. It's not that we need that before that lemaise, the Shaliach is able to be Megarash Bal Kochot. The Kaddish Miradish means something else, what we said in the beginning of the Shir. The Kaddish Miradish just wants to say one thing. If we see that it's be able to be Megarash Bal Kochot, we see that who makes the whole Gerushin? The husband. He does everything. She doesn't do anything. She's just an object. Bimikre, it has to come into her hand. But she doesn't do anything in the divorce. Nothing. He does everything. He does everything. And not only that, we'll say short. The Gerushin, it's not that it's like, I want to be Mekadesh, a woman, we come together, I give her something, together we made the Kiddushin. When did Kiddushin start? When I gave her the Chepetz, when I wrote the Shtar, when I gave her the Shtar, now we made the Kiddushin. In Gerushin it's different. When I start writing the Get, here starts already the Gerushin. Here, and just the finish of the Gerushin is when it comes to her hand. It's like one talich, it's not just preparing the get and giving it up, and that's when the starts and ends the get. The whole writing of the get, that we would have to another lesson sure to explain this yisod, but that's what I'm saying, very short. But even if we want to understand this point, but what we learn from the Kaddish Miradas is that what he means to say is bal kochoch, it means that the husband, he does everything. He is poyel, he is the controller completely of the Gerushin. He does the whole Gerushin. Kiddushin, that we need her willingness, it means that the Kiddushin is made by both of them. He is Mikadesh and she's the Mikadeshet, like all Kinyonim, like everything. That the transaction is made by two people. And both of them work on this transaction. By Gerushin, it's not like that. It's just, she's, you can give it her over also when she's sleeping. Just we need that she should hear the Amira that's written in Gemara in Gerushim, in Gittin. But basically we don't need her anything. Just need it to reach her body. That's all. But he does everything. That's the vort, that's the semen. It's more of a semen of Bal Korcha. If we see that he can do it without a will, it's a siman. It's a sign that he does everything. If he does everything, that he's completely a bailin, and he gives him the shaliach, the get, that it has bekoyach already to control to make the whole chalois of the Gerushin, that he's able to make a second shaliach. That's the word of that of the Kaddish Miradish. What does this explanation help us? Just one thing. Even after Cheren de Rabbeinu Gershon, that we need her to want to be mitgereshet. What did Cheren de Rabbeinu Gershon say? He said he changed what the Torah wanted. The Torah wanted that the husband does everything, of course. After Cheren de Rabbeinu Gershon, we just have a tonight, don't do it only if she wants. But once she wants, who does everything? The husband. That still stays after Cheren de Rabbeinu Gershon. That's definitely. He does everything. But Cheren de Rabbeinu Gershon says, don't do it only if she wants. But after she wants, It doesn't mean that it becomes the das, the rotzen that we need of kiddushin, that it's considered that she does also the kiddushin. Definitely it stays that he does the gerushin, and he does it alone. Chelrav Gershon says that don't do it only if she wants. Okay, but after she wants, who does everything? He does everything. So it's still, we have the aspect of, it's still considered Bal Korcho. It's still a meaning that, of course, he can't do it without against her will. But it's still considered that the husband does everything. And since that the husband does everything, so he has Bekoyach, when he gives the get to the Shaliach, he gives the Shaliach such a get, that it's already almost, she's already Mugureshit, it's already the clothing of the Gerushin, it's the end of the Gerushin. Since it's the end of the Gerushin, he has such a Koyach to the Shaliach, he's able to appoint a second Shaliach. So we don't have the question of the Ketais, how did the Shulchan Aruch, how did Ramo bring down, even after Chiludar Bein Gesh, and the answer is that we need, that he's able to B'lemaisit be Megarish Bal Kocha. The Bal Kocha is only a simen, what we said in the beginning. Bal Kocha means that it's Alim, what we saw in the beginning of the Tesis Rosh. If it's Bal Kocha, it means that the whole Koyach of the Gerushin is in the hands of the husband. If so, see, he's able to give over to his Shaliach this Koyach, and this Shaliach got such a big Koyach that he's able to appoint a second Shaliach. But B'Kiddushin, even if he gives her a shtar, but he's only half of the side. She's also be poil in the Kiddushin. So here's not enough koyach, the first shaliach to appoint the second shaliach.